Welcome everybody to another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. Thanks for joining us today. With me on the show, one of the biggest names in the world of voice acting and the star of The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, premiering this Friday, May 11th on Amazon Prime, Tara Strong. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're an icon in this voice acting world. You're now voicing an icon with Rocky. Tell me how you were initially approached to voice Rocky.
Well, I had an audition, and I didn't get it. So I was really bummed, but just kind of how it goes, I moved on from that one. And then a few months later, I get a call from my agent that they're recasting Rocky and would I try out again. So I said, sure. It's just kind of part of this business that you often have to re-audition, even for parts you've already played. So I resubmitted, and then I got a call back, and then it was down to myself and one other actor, and we did a read with Bullwinkle to kind of see the chemistry and how we played off each other, and it was like down to the wire. It was quite the nail biter, and the rest is history.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And you've been around in this business a long time, but is it still intimidating, that audition process?
No, I don't get intimidated, really, unless it's something like I really, really want, like this one, or like a big singing thing. I love to sing on stuff. So sometimes that gets intimidating. Like my initial stuff I do in my house, so that is not intimidating because I make it perfect. But then the callback stage certainly can be. And this was one of those situations because there were so many people in the room. And as well, we had to impress the wards. The wards are very involved with this project. And Tiffany, who's Jay's daughter, as well as Amber, her granddaughter, who I love and I think is having a baby as we speak, also had to approve. And so there were a lot of cooks in that kitchen, and I knew it had to taste just right. So it certainly was intimidating, though there's certainly some big shoes to fill, so it was exciting.
Yeah, definitely big shoes to fill with June Foray, the original voice of Rocky, passed away last year. What has she meant to you throughout your career, and especially as you worked on this series?
You know, she was really such a trailblazer. She played along with the big boys, and she was fearless, and she did all kinds of roles, and like myself, she did some on camera too, but voiceover was her main thing, and she was brilliant and versatile and definitely someone to aspire to look up to. And I met her at the Annie Awards. I was nominated one year, and someone introduced us, and she said, "Oh, I know exactly who you are, and you're incredibly talented," which meant so much to me. And then within the series, you know, initially they told me they didn't want it to be a sound-alike. They wanted it to be my own version, and they wanted Rocky to be a little bit older. They wanted the voice quality to be a little bit deeper, and him to be, like, a little sharper and more sarcastic. And from episode 1 to 4, I'd say it changed drastically, and I just sort of became June. And even as she passed, it was like she kind of took over and said, "This is the way it's supposed to sound." So it kind of organically became more June than not. But it's still kind of its own little mix and my version trying to pay homage to this genius who did it before me.
Sure, yeah. I was talking with Scott Fellows, the executive producer, recently, and he praised you throughout our interview. He said you were just wonderful to work with, and that you sort of got into the groove around episode 5 and then went back to kind of do some touch-ups with the voice and with some other things on episode 1.
Oh, yeah. I begged him to let me do it again because, you know, if you watch the first episode of Fairly Odd Parents or even Seinfeld, you'll see that there's so much growth and change as it happens organically, especially with a group cast. And so by episode, for sure, by 5, this was the voice, and it just felt like it was in the pocket. And I said, "Please let me go back and fix some of the first episodes." And luckily he did. And, you know, there's not much time. There's like a turnaround that has to be met. And so I was grateful that I got to fix some of it.
And in doing the research for the character, in going back, watching some of the older episodes, what really stood out to you as far as this character of Rocky and the overall dynamic of what the Wards created 50, 60 years ago?
Well, it's such a fascinating story. If you read the book, The Moose That Roared, Jay was such an extraordinary character, and he really made these characters come to life and took no prisoners along the way. Like, it was such a vision that he had, and he wasn't afraid to do crazy things and think outside the box. And when I watched the episodes, you know, it was reminiscent of my childhood. I used to watch reruns as a little kid, I'm sure as we all did. And I just knew, like, it was such a huge undertaking, like, to recreate this and still make it relevant and good and currently funny with honoring the original was something that none of us took lightly.
Rocky and Bullwinkle are inseparable. They're best buds. Is there someone in your life who you consider to be your Bullwinkle?
Yeah, my bestie. Well, that's a good question. I gotta say, maybe it's two people. One is my husband. We're so close. We will meet for lunch every day that we can. And he's really my best friend as well as my manager, and he's someone I can go to for anything, and he's certainly my partner in crime. But when I travel around to cons and when I'm going and doing things and I'm not with him, my best friend Roxy is definitely my partner in crime. So I got a couple.
There you go. That's nice. How's the dynamic with having your husband as your manager?
Well, he's always played that role, not in an official capacity, like he doesn't, you know, take 10% or anything like that. We're one pocket, but he's always been really wonderful at guiding me, and if I say, should I do this or should I not do that, he's just someone that I can trust implicitly, and it's so nice to have that. You know, when Pony took off, I was invited on Stern, and I'm a huge Stern fan, so I was really excited to go, and the head of Hasbro said, you know, we can't tell you not to go, but we prefer you didn't, just because you can't control how that interview is going to go.
Sure.
And if it goes badly and you're upsetting moms, and it's just not worth it. And so, you know, my husband concurred, you know, Stern's not paying your bills, but in retrospect, that would have been fun, but I did listen to him.
Yeah, you never know the unpredictability factor of Howard Stern. You just never know.
You never know.
We're with Tara Strong. Rocky and Bullwinkle is on Amazon Prime Video starting this Friday, May 11th. You are one of the busiest people in this business, especially in the world of voice acting. I'm really curious to know what the average week is like for you.
You want me to read you my schedule right now?
Go ahead if you want.
Sure. Let me make sure I can do it without giving spoilers.
Oh, okay.
Actually, by the way, my typical Monday morning is Ben 10, 9 to 1. And then I do Unikitty 2 to 6.
Wow.
So today happens to be a morning where I'm doing interviews, and I do have Unikitty in the afternoon. Tomorrow I'm doing a new series that I can't tell you about, and in the afternoon I'm doing Guardians of the Galaxy. Wednesday I'm doing Rocky and Bullwinkle in the morning, then I'm doing DC Superhero Girls in the afternoon. Thursday in the morning I have Bravest Warriors, and in the afternoon I'm on hold for something I can't tell you. Friday I'm doing Teen Titans Go.
Wow. That's just amazing to hear. So you said you're doing Rocky and Bullwinkle, so we're moving forward with more, is that right?
Well, we're still doing ADR and pickups of the first run.
Oh, okay.
So, so that'll be for a little while, and hopefully we'll get an official pickup soon.
Yeah, that'd be great. Man, I love the fact that you can't tell me about certain things, but you got it right in front of you. It's so enticing, Tara.
Sorry.
And speaking of Teen Titans Go, we are so excited for Teen Titans Go to the movies out this July. And I'm just curious, you know, a lot of animated TV series don't get the opportunity to have a movie made, let alone be a theatrical release. So how's that process been working on the movie?
Oh my gosh, we have so much fun doing this show. It's insane. It should be illegal how much fun we have doing that show. This is the greatest ever, and we're so excited for the feature. And I hope the audiences have as much fun watching it as we did making it. It's just So much fun. I'm excited for this movie to come out.
Yeah, it's out July 27th. From what we've seen with the trailers, the posters, the plot a little bit, it's very movie-oriented. There's so many superhero character names and very movie-oriented, with your character, Raven, and the others aiming for the big-screen superhero stardom. That's a really cool plot for a TV-to-movie transition.
Yeah, it is. It's fun. Anytime you take a series to feature, you have to have a big story, and this is definitely one of those.
Cool. We're all looking forward to that. July 27, Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Before I let you go, Tara, can you do a little pitch for Rocky and Bullwinkle in your Rocky voice?
Holy smokes, everyone! Don't forget to tune in May 11th for our big premiere! I hope you like it, because Bullwinkle sure is dumb!
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. That is so fantastic. Do people often just ask you randomly on the street and places to do certain voices for them?
Yes.
And it never gets old?
Sometimes. You know, I have no problem doing it for kids. But sometimes there'll be an adult going, do that again at a party, and I kind of just want to chill. So that can be a little like, okay, I'm off the clock. Let me have a cocktail. Bye-bye.
Well, we appreciate you doing Rocky here for us. Check out Tara Strong. She's terrific as Rocky, The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, this Friday, May 11th on Amazon Prime. Congratulations on everything, all your projects you're going on with, and all your secret projects as well. Congrats on everything.
Thanks so much.
Alrighty, I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Thank you for listening to this edition of the LCJ Q&A podcast.